He had booked us into a new boutique hotel in Nice to round off the Côte d'Azur trip. Our trip to the south of France had become an annual highlight. The excitement of the week-long excursion included the build-up to the race, the practice sessions, watching the Ferraris come and go outside the Monte Carlo casino, lunch at the Louis Cannes restaurant at the Hotel de Paris, the fundraising charity events with guest racing drivers, and the classic car auctions. There was shopping to look forward to, perhaps a new Louis Vuitton handbag, Hermès scarf, or bottle of perfume. Drives along the Moyenne Corniche to La Tourbie, art exhibitions, bright sunshine and delicious food. Each year we would get to know the drill a little better, so that by now Jonathan had it down to a fine art, where to go, when to book. The hotel was usually sorted at least 6 months beforehand, paying the exorbitantly inflated Grand Prix rates in advance in full. Which restaurants were the best for seafood, truffles, steaks, for atmosphere or the people who went there? Occasionally the racing teams would be at the table next to us. Again, it was essential to book in advance at least 3 months to ensure that favourite table for two overlooking Villefranche.